Let me read this scripture, and in a few minutes we will be upstanding and almost on our way home. Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 1 to 14. Luke chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14. Just in case you need to be a little warm, I think they have some hot drinks, some warm drinks, because I have got to classify that one as a hot drink, so people will be expecting something else. They have like chocolate and coffee in the back, and the ushers have been passing out these hand warmers. If you need one of them, you can wave to the ushers. They will give it to you so that you stay warm until you go back to your warm houses and have a warm and blessed Christmas. Luke chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14. Luke chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14. The Bible says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city." Verse 4 says, "Joseph also went up to Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David." Verse 5 says, "To be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered." Verse 7 says, "And she brought forth the firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid." Verse 10 says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people, which shall be for somebody in this room.'" In the name of Jesus, experience good tidings of great joy in the name of Jesus. Verse 12 says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger." Verse 13 says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" I declare to you this morning that goodwill toward you in the name of Jesus. In this story that we just read, is the story of the birth of Jesus. And in this story, we can see several people that showed up in the story. There were several characters. I don't have time to walk through all the characters, but there is something that you and I can take home today, that many people came. The Bible talked about the fact that the shepherds came. In Matthew chapter 2, he talked about the fact that the wise men came. And you can bet Mary and Joseph also came, because there would not have been a Jesus without being a Mary. So they also came. And so there were different people that came because of the birth of Jesus. And today, different people are still supposed to be coming because of the birth of Jesus. Because you see, the birth of Jesus is an invitation. Because Jesus did not come for himself. Jesus is the gift that was not for himself. It was a gift to the world. That's why the angel said that this is going to be joy to all men. It's going to be for all people. It's going to be for everyone that takes him. It's going to be for everyone that opens up the gift. Many people are waiting till tomorrow to open the gift. And when they open the boxes, they are excited or not so excited. But the truth of the matter is that the real gift is not in the box. The real gift is Jesus. And everybody was coming in this story And today people still need to be coming. And this morning my question is, who is coming? The angels came. Who is coming? The shepherds came. Who is coming? The wise men came. Who is coming? Mary and Joseph came. And do you know the truth? Jesus himself came. In John chapter 1 and verse 11, John chapter 1 verse 11, the Bible says he came unto his home, but his own did not receive him. So it doesn't only matter who is coming, it also matters who receive who is coming. And Jesus already came. Jesus already came. Nobody needs to ascend to heaven to bring down God again. He's already here. He has already come. And the question this morning is, who is also going to come? Because of he who has come. Because Jesus came, you also have to come this morning. You also have to come this afternoon. Because he's calling on you. He's saying, this is it. Christmas does not have meaning if you don't understand the reason for the season. The season is not just about lights. The season is not just about gift. The season is about the fact that Jesus came. And the Bible said he came unto his own in that John chapter 1 and 11. It says his own did not receive him. Do you know there are some people that are still expecting the Messiah? They are still waiting expectantly for the Messiah. In 2022, when the Messiah came about 2022 years ago, they are still expecting him to come. But you see, it's because they don't understand that he has come. And the Bible said in that John chapter 1:11 that the fact that he has come may look useless, may look like he has not come, if you have not done something with the coming of Jesus Christ. There are some of us expecting the second coming, but there are some people that have not made sense of the first coming. The second coming will be useless for you if you don't do something with the first coming. And this morning I'm asking the question, who is going to come? Who is going to be like the shepherd this morning? Who is going to be like the wise man? Who is going to be like Mary? Who is going to be like that young teenage girl that she did not understand what was happening to her, but she said, be it unto me according to your word? Because sometimes some people want to figure it out. Sometimes some people want to understand. They want to understand this faith life. They want to understand this God life. They want to understand how to make it work. But it's not about you understanding first. It's about you coming. He came so that you also will come. And one thing I know about God, God is that prodigal father in Luke chapter 15. The Bible said, while the prodigal son was coming, the father was also coming. But the truth is this, if the prodigal son never comes, the father will not meet him. God wants to meet you halfway, but you have to come the same way he's coming. He's saying, come unto me the way I'm coming unto you. Jesus came to us, but we have to also come to him. And that's why the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Jesus was the first begotten of the Father. But it's not the only begotten. There are many begotten today. I am a begotten. You can be a begotten. You can be like Jesus. Like we are celebrating Christmas now, we can begin to celebrate your birthday. Not the one that your parents gave birth to you, but the one that the day you gave birth, you were given birth by the Spirit. And so this morning, it's an invitation morning. So this morning, what we are going to do is that we are going to come like one of these people that came. The shepherds came. The Bible said when the shepherds they got that news, they were first a little bit afraid, but when the angels comforted them, the Bible said they began to come. And the Bible even speaks about the wise men in Matthew chapter 2. The wise men, the Bible said they came from the east. So a Bible scholar said it will have taken them quite a while for them to make that trip. So they took all the pain and made the trip. There are people here, the reason that you have not made the trip to Jesus is because there are many excuses. You have excuses. You have a problem with the church. You have a problem with people that call themselves church people. They are hypocrites. They don't behave like Christ. Christ. And that's why, leave the church people alone and embrace the Christ of the church. Leave the people of God alone and embrace the God of the people. Leave any other drama and any other thing that is keeping you away from Jesus, and just come this morning. It's a very simple call. It's a very simple call. Let me tell you the truth. 2023 will look like 2022, or even worse, if you don't become a new you. Many people talk about the new year, but the new year is in another year. The only thing that makes a new year new is a new people. If you are not new in the new year will be like every other year. It will just be same old, same old. But this morning, there is an invitation. Who is going to come? The wise men came. The shepherds came. Emmanuel is going to come this morning. I don't know if there's anybody who wants to say, I'm going to come this morning. Can we be on our feet this morning, Victory House? I don't know if there is anybody within the audience who just want to say, I want to come this morning. I don't want to wait into 2023 before I start making New Year resolution. I want to do like God. God starts his day in the evening. The Bible says the evening and the morning the next day. That's how God starts his day. Don't wait into 2023. I want you to make a decision this morning that I will come. I will come to Jesus. And he's calling you this morning. Because you see, Christmas will be useless if we just did lights, we watch drama, we sing songs, beautiful songs as they may be. It's not about that. Christmas is about this. Jesus came so that you could come. We sing that song that he came from heaven to earth to show the way. The reason he came is so that you will also come. And so this morning, I want people that want to say, I will come to Jesus. I want them to put their hand on their chest right now. If you want to say, I want to come to Jesus. I want Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I want to make Jesus the one who I respond to in the invitation. I want to receive the gift of Christmas. I want to receive Jesus into my heart this morning. I want you to put your hand on your chest. Some people might have done it before. Some people did it and then they left it somewhere. They kept the gift somewhere. They didn't do anything with the gift. They just left it there and it's kind of like rusty, and they know they are far away. They are like the prodigal son. They know God is their father, but they are far away from me. You put your hand on your chest too. You are going to ask God to come into you this morning. You are going to ask and receive the gift of Jesus Christ into yourself this morning. I can see some people putting their hands on their chest, but I know some more people need to do that. They need to put their hand on their chest this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go ahead. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't wonder whether they are going to make that decision or not. The decision is up to you in the name of Jesus. And this morning, I'm going to be bold about it. I'm going to ask people who are doing this and are serious about it to join me here this morning, because they came to Jesus. They met him where he was. They came to meet him in that manger. I want people who are going to say, I want to be with Jesus and I want to do it openly. I want to stand with you, Pastor, because I know that Jesus came for me. And in 2023, I want to live for him. In 2023, I want it to be another year in the name of